This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Michael Finelli, here with your top stories this Monday. Aspen City Council last week approved plans for a six-bedroom boutique lodge. The historic Smith Elijah House at 320 West Main Street will be transformed into a bed and breakfast. The building is one of the only ones in Aspen with preserved historic interiors, and the renovation will maintain those features. Some of the building's neighbors were concerned about the house being developed into a small hotel because of the potential disturbances from future guests. But Councilor John Doyle voted to approve the project because of the historic preservation.
I think this project deserves our support. Staff supports it. It's on transit routes. It's walking distance to everything. And it's a really great starting point for preserving one of the few historic interiors we have left.
The project is the first to seek approval as a boutique lodge since the category was added to the city's land use code in 2017. Boutique lodges require a minimum of 10 rooms under city code, but the project's owner wanted to create 6 rooms to avoid having to gut or demolish the house. Following the investigation into the June 10th structure and wildland fire near Willow Creek Circle and Government Creek, investigators have identified an area of origin and determined the fire was human-caused. However, the specific ignition source has not yet been identified, so investigators are asking for the public's assistance. Witnesses reported seeing a female leaving the area around the time of the fire with soot visible on her face. Investigators are seeking additional information regarding the individual and any circumstances surrounding the incident. Anyone who may have information related to the fire is encouraged to contact the Rifle Police Department and ask to speak with Sergeant Dewey Ryan. Garfield County continues to operate under Stage 1 fire restrictions. And in arts and culture news, the 43rd Food and Wine Classic in Aspen took place over the weekend, and it coincided with the World Cup. As Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports, a wine World Cup-style match took place at the event.
The level of cheers from the crowd determined which wine would move forward to semifinals and finals. Wines from South Africa, France, Spain, and Australia made it out of the quarterfinal round. That's after Australia beat out America. Sabato Seguria was the master sommelier leading the seminar. He said America's wine was from the mountains of California.
What I needed, the mountain fruit, the grapes struggle more, which means they get more concentrated. They tend to be a little more brawny out of the gate, a little more tannin.
It was up to France and Australia in the final, and Australia won. In the Soccer World Cup, the United States ended up beating Australia 2-0 on Friday. The U.S. plays Turkey next on Thursday. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
In statewide news, a woman who pushed an armed robber while working at Circle K had the right to self-defense, according to the state Supreme Court. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The underlying legal issues of the case stem from whether workers on the job in Colorado have the right to defend themselves from unprovoked violence that happens on the job. And the state's highest court said they do. That makes Colorado among the first states to recognize the right, said Iris Halperin, the former Circle K employee's attorney.
We should have never been putting our workers in the first place in kind of this catch-22 where they had to pick between their lives or their livelihood.
The woman, who was 72 when the incident happened, had been an employee at Circle K for 16 years when she was fired. Lawyers representing the company didn't immediately respond to questions. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Colorado Energy Office has announced over $30 million for jurisdictions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, improve air quality and energy efficiency, and increase affordability. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yannis has more on some of the programs and initiatives in rural communities.
The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe is set to receive about $380,000 for transportation. They want to electrify their fleet vehicles and collaborate with Montezuma County on expanding tribal access to essential services while reducing emissions. But many other communities are planning to use the money for buildings. 10 jurisdictions, led by the City of Aspen, are collaborating to adopt energy-efficient and all-electric building codes. They're getting $4 million for code development, workforce training, and programs that focus on low-income Coloradans. Crested Butte and Mount Crested Butte are set to receive $2 million to expand building efficiency rebates and eliminate single-use plastics. Chaffee County plans to use $1.2 million to start a program to divert construction and demolition waste from its landfill. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
And in regional news, a bipartisan group in Congress is trying to block what it calls backroom deals to sell public lands. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, it's a response to Republican proposals last year to dispose of federal lands.
Lawmakers across the Mountain West are pitching a measure that would bar such sales from budget reconciliation bills, which only need a simple majority to pass. It would prevent plans like the one from Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah last year, who wanted to sell 2 to 3 million acres. Representative Juan Ciscomani of Arizona is one of two Republican sponsors of the Public Lands Integrity Act. He says reconciliation is the wrong process.
We can't fast track it. We can't make backdoor deals on it, because that's when things really don't get scrutinized properly.
Ciscomani, who's up for re-election, says this was the top issue voters called him about during budget talks last year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Other co-sponsors of the Public Lands Integrity Act include Colorado Representative Joe Neguse and Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host for the day, Michael Finelli. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.